talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. We're going to talk a lot about Ukraine today, the magnificent fighting spirit and unity of the Ukrainian people, some significant developments. They're pushing back the Russian army, sinking a ship. We have got to get them more weapons, and we've got to get them to them immediately. To his credit, Joe Biden has now authorized an additional $800 million in weapons, and we're going to go over what those weapons are later in this show. And they're all great, but there's one thing missing. The planes, Joe, the planes, the MiGs, 70 MiGs, possessed by former Warsaw Pact countries, back when the Soviet Union existed and dominated Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Czechoslovakia. When they were liberated and they joined NATO, they still kept some of their old Soviet armaments, these MiGs. Ukrainian pilots know how to fly them. They're absolutely necessary to drive the Ruskies out of Ukraine. Absolutely necessary to stop the genocide. Absolutely necessary to open up a humanitarian corridor to places like Mariupol, getting food and water to them. I'm going to keep saying this and preaching this for the rest of Devil Radio. Let me tell you something. It is shameful that NATO and the U.S. stood by and watched Mariupol starve and succumb to the kind of blockade, the kind of siege that the Nazis did in Leningrad in the Second World War. Absolutely shameful. I understand Germany is wobbly and weak, unreliable. Germany is an unreliable ally. France is somewhat, and it will be if Marie Le Pen gets in the election on April 24. She won't, I hope. And Joe Biden is fighting off three enemies, Putin, Germany, and the Republican Party, the Trump-Putin axis that controls the Republican Party. I get it. I get all of it. But Joe, send the planes. But I want to talk about something else briefly right now. You know, Fox News is not news. Fox News, Tucker Carlson in particular, is an apologist for Putin, in bed with Putin. Tucker Carlson's shows are shown on Russian TV, where they falsely say that he is the voice of American anchors. In World War II, he would have been put in prison. Early in World War II, he would have been executed. If we had gotten our hands on Axis Sally and Tokyo Rose, no formal declaration of war with Russia now. So lawyers say it would be hard to arrest him, much less execute him lawfully. But he's a traitor to the United States. But the thing about Fox News, even those that try to be different a little bit from Tucker Carlson, even those that try to be give the appearance of even-handedness or humor, that network is marked by cruelty, cruelty. And I'm going to give you an example. There's a guy named Jesse Waters. Now, Jesse Waters is really bad news. He's a little Weisenheimer. He mocks people. When Jesse Waters was given his show, he's the guy that talked about the kill shot for Dr. Fauci. That's an ambiguous term. It literally means assassination, how to kill him. They joke about assassinations. Nobody talks about a kill shot for Jesse Waters and Tucker Carlson. I do. And I think the kill shot for both of those is exposing Tucker's treason and Waters' cruelty. Because when Waters was challenged by the term, for using the term kill shot for Dr. Fauci, pandering to the rabble, who for some reason hate Dr. Fauci, I have no idea why, he now has security and so do his family. However, Waters said, by that I only meant arguments. That is a synonym for arguments. Here are the arguments. And he's lying, you could tell when he looked at his face. The guy's more than a little Weisenheimer. He's very cruel. Well, here's what he just did. Here's what he just did. There are a number of aspiring immigrants. Some will say they're refugees. Many of them are basically economic refugees, and they claim they want asylum, which is a term of art not for economic refugees, but for people who are subject to racial or religious persecution, and that's false. And I think that this administration has got to step up the enforcement and seal that border a lot more than we have. We can't continue to let a couple hundred thousand people a month come pouring over the border. But putting that aside for a moment, some of them are desperate, and some of them might qualify as refugees. But the governor of Texas has done as a stunt is to bus some of them to Washington, D.C. The minute they come into Texas, rounds them up, puts them on buses, and takes them to Washington, D.C. to make a point and just lets them out there. Jesse Waters, on his show the other night, showed video of some of these people getting off a bus in Washington, D.C., and these people happen to be from Venezuela. Now, Venezuela, at one time, was the wealthiest country in South America. It has enormous oil reserves. It's part of OPEC. There is no reason why Venezuela shouldn't be a thriving, vibrant democracy. It used to be, and a wealthy one, and one that everybody does well. But what happened was Hugo Chavez took over, turned it from socialism to communism, and communism is a blight. Communism is a cancer, and it simply destroyed their economy. So medicine, food, none of it's available because of communism. So many Venezuelans starving, they also can be subject to left-wing violence, and so they left. As they got off the bus in this video in Washington, Waters is sitting there with somebody else laughing at them, literally. And he's mocking their clothing, literally, on his show. These are desperate people who came from Venezuela. And he says, quote, look at that guy's shirt. Look at that guy's skinny jeans. And his point, he had two points. He's mocking them, mocking their physical appearance. But one point is, if they can afford clothes, then they're not refugees. Well, what, they're supposed to show up naked? Look, Jesse Waters is mocking people who come with a shirt on their back because, quote, if they can afford clothing, then they should have stayed where they are. Look, there's a cruelty to that. There's a sadism to that. In other words, you can say, I have a difference with you on immigration issues. I have a difference with you on whether people should remain in Mexico. I have a difference with you in whether people are, in fact, asylum qualifiers or simply economic refugees. All of that is valid. All of that I am prepared to talk about. And frankly, a lot of it I do not agree with the left of the Democratic Party. That said, these people are desperate, even if they're just desperate economically. And for a guy like Jesse Waters to sit there and mock them, mock their clothing, laugh at their clothing. He has a sardonic chuckle, nasty, nasty looking thing that he is. And he sits there cruelly. Now, when you have cruelty at the base of a network, that's a cancer. That's a cancer. If you look at any other network, you can look at MSNBC, you can look at CNN, and then you can look at the main ones, ABC, NBC, CBS. You can look at all public broadcasting, everything. You may agree with some. You may disagree with some. But you don't get a feeling of cruelty. You don't get a feeling of sadism. You don't get a feeling of dehumanizing people. You get differences of opinion on political and economic subjects. That's what you get. On Fox, with Jesse Waters and Tucker Carlson, they have sneaky, unreliable eyes. Take a good look at their eyes. They are cruel and sneaky eyes. Tucker Carlson, when he looks into the camera, looks like he's lying. He doesn't believe that the FBI ginned up January 6th. He knows they didn't, but he says it. And as he says it, he looks like he's lying, because he is. When he praises Putin, Tucker Carlson, and says we should side with him over Ukraine and support his genocide, he's lying. He knows he's lying. And it shows in his sneaky eyes. Now, Jesse Waters, there's an even deeper cruelty. You look at his eyes, you look at the contour of his mouth, and it gives you the shivers. It gives you the willies, because he's lying. And sadly, if he's not lying, and he really means that cruelty, and he's watching refugees with the shirt on their back get off, and he mocks their shirts and says they're real raggedy looking, or they look too good, the guy has money somehow, this is cruelty. This station has to be exposed for its cruelty. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.